This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The opener tonight is I Want to Be Happy, with Buddy Cole and his outstanding group.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you feel blue, I'll send a sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. But I ain't gonna be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we're mirth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you feel blue, I'm gonna send the sun smiling through. I wanna be so happy, but I ain't gonna be happy till I make you happy too.
Seems like anybody with some news about new gadgets or inventions or scientific developments can always get me on the eerie. I hope you're similarly susceptible, because I thought tonight I'd talk about some new things, or at least they're new to me, most of which are amusing and some of them almost practical. Now, maybe you like to practice golf at home, but you never had the room, never had the fairway or the grass to hit the shots off of. Well, they got a new gimmick for you. A parachute golf ball is now available. Yes, sir, you can now convert your backyard or the neighborhood vacant lot into a practice driving range. The parachute is attached to a regulation long-service golf ball, a real dollar ball, a lot of life to it. But on a 20-inch long string, there's little chance of too much distance or breaking the neighbor's windows, because the parachute slows the ball down to a safe speed almost as soon as it's airborne. Makes it easy to find. Tall grass, too. Gotta get some of these. Of course, fellow hackers, in order for the parachute to work, you've got to get the ball off the ground. At least 20 inches, too. Now, I got another little item here that has some interest. It's called the wet seat avoider. The owner of a convertible car need have no more shower worries when he leaves his car parked with the top down. Because this new innovation is called the Rain Brain. Quite a title, isn't it? It automatically raises the top of the car as soon as it starts to sprinkle and a few drops of water touch it. Rain Brain is easily installed. It's completely guaranteed. There you are, folks. You can scoff at Mother Nature now. Get yourself a Rain Brain. Now, here's an Eastern firm. They're going to put something on the market that very provocative. They're called kangaroo suspenders. Now, they're not actually suspenders for kangaroos, or what do they have to hold up that isn't already being held up? These new kangaroo suspenders will feature built-in pockets for combs and nail files and other items. I suppose you could also carry a ration of Rye Crisp or a stick or two of double mint or some pemmican, postage stamps, calling cards, money. Oh, lots of flat items could be carried there, too. Say, these suspenders might be the end of wallets. Might even kill Hope's money belt. Then there's another thing out. It's called the Hangover Kit. It's a caricature-decorated bag. It contains tomato juice, washcloth, aspirin tablets, mints, ice bag, chewing gum, Alka-Seltzer and complete instructions on what to do if you wake up with the whips and the jingles after a rather expensive evening. I think it might be a good idea to attach that golf parachute to the ice bag just in case someone does decide to go out a window. Now, I see another little item here, also in the golf field. I'm always interested in anything pertaining to golf. This is called the argument avoider. Well, that's something that you could use in pretty near any game, but maybe it's particularly useful in golf. And it's a little ingenious device which is operated by setting a dial to the hole being played, and you register the strokes as you make them. As the play of each hole is completed, the score is automatically locked in, you see. You wear this argument avoider on the wrist, like a watch. All parts are metal. Well, now I know what to give Bob Hope for Christmas. This will solve my gift problem with Phil Harris, too, but I wonder if these lads will submit to these wrist lie detector tests. I'm sure they'll seek refuge back of the Fifth Amendment or something. That's my guess, anyhow. Oh, yes, sir, here's another thing. Before we have some music, I feel that I must tell you about Cornell University and what they've done up there. You know, Cornell has a wonderful agricultural school, I guess probably the finest in the East, and they've developed up there quite an item. It's a firmer, crack-resistant tomato. I wish Cornell would do something toward developing a tomato that tastes like a tomato. That would be important and a worthwhile contribution. Or maybe a seedless watermelon, if they're not too busy up there. Well, then, shall we get along musically? Here's one of the big smashes from Pajama Game. Hey there.
Hey there. You with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high flying cloud. Though she won't throw a crumb to you, well, you think someday she's gonna come to you. You'd better forget her. Her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? I hand you like a brother. Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Thank you, buddy and fellas. Incidentally, the boys in Buddy's band are Don Whitaker, bass, Vince Terry, plays one of the several guitars, Nick Fatool on the drums, and, of course, Mr. Cole is at the piano.
Or the Hammond organ, or something with keys, whatever you want. He's got it over there.
Well, I believe we have time for another song. I think we have here. This is one called Anyone Can Fall in Love.
Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch a star. Beggars can be choosers, winners though they're losers. Anyone can fall in love. Young or old, the rule applies. When the right one meets your eyes, 9 or 97, you've a right to heaven. Anyone can fall in love. Suddenly the bells are ringing. Suddenly the world seems new. All at once your heart starts singing the way that mine did when I looked at you. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch a star. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you. Anyone can fall in love. Which only goes to prove my opening line. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch a star. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you. Anyone can fall in love. Oh, anyone. Fall in love.
That seems to be it for this session. I hope we can all get together again tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Meanwhile, good night and thank you.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair.
Carpenter saying goodnight to you all and reminding you that Bing Crosby can be heard Monday through Friday, transcribed from Hollywood.
While you're planning your holidays at home with your loved ones, stop for a moment to think about those unfortunate folks whose holiday may not be as joyous as yours. Unless you help them, they may not have a holiday celebration. Many people overseas need food, funds, and clothing to get through this coming winter. That's why people of all faiths, Protestants, Catholics, and Jews, have banded together to meet the continuing needs of the homeless and hungry abroad. The slogan of the joint approach is, keep faith with those in need. Give through your faith. When you give to those less fortunate than you, you'll have a richer, happier Christmas yourself. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy News.